Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, March 28th, 2021. This morning I will talk about everlasting life. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Holy and compassionate Father, we praise you for creating us in your image. We praise you for the gift of eternal life and for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. In the power of your Holy Spirit, grant us strength for each day. Forgive our sins, heal our hearts, and reconcile us with you and with each other. In Jesus' precious name, amen. What is eternal life? Our life in Christ is a journey that begins sinful and finite, but progresses towards holy and eternal. The progress towards eternal life requires both spiritual restoration and bodily healing. We normally think of God's eternal nature before His holiness. This first aspect of eternal life is quantitative, overcoming death to live eternally with God. However, this line of thinking is backwards. Death is the penalty for sin. In other words, sin causes death. God's forgiveness in Jesus Christ removes the sin, removes the penalty of death, and makes eternal life possible. Unfortunately, sin does not only trigger a death penalty, it pollutes us and damages our relationships. For example, the Apostle Paul's conversion included God's forgiveness, but Paul's ravaging of the church was not easily forgotten. Likewise, the murderer who is forgiven has his guilt removed, but the life taken has not been restored, and the broken relationships remain broken. Consequently, the second aspect of eternal life is qualitative, removing sin's pollution and reconciling our relationships through Jesus Christ. The Apostle John writes, "This is eternal life, that they may know you, the one true God, and the one who sent you, Jesus Christ." This is John 17:3. We are a new creation in Christ and reconciled to Him, but reconciliation has two parts. The first part is reconciliation with God, and it is completed with the work of Christ. The second part is reconciliation with brothers and sisters against whom we sinned. This final stage in reconciliation, which can only be completed with and through the power of the Holy Spirit, requires both sanctification of the individual and participation of the church. This is also an area where the spiritual disciplines can focus most productively. Eternal life accordingly begins with the work of Christ, justification and reconciliation with God. But it continues with the work of the church, reconciliation with those we have sinned against. The good news is that in Christ and through the Holy Spirit, God's work in us will be complete. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.